3, 2, 1.
Go.
Charlie's on the back.
Welcome to episode 29 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner. We're coming to you live. Well, fuck. Hold on. God damn it.
What?
Just keep going.
Shut the fuck up. Welcome to episode 29. Hello. Welcome to episode 29 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner.
Come on, man.
And I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew, coming to you live / pre-recorded from Site B. So let's introduce the crew, shall we? We got Joe Dust.
Bite my toilet infested ass.
We have Big Matt.
Hello.
Jews.
That's the dogs.
We got Cripple J.
The dogs are humping under the table.
All right.
And I'm helping them.
All right. And Sound Guy Steve.
Red Rocket, Red Rocket, Red Rocket.
Whoa! Sorry. Cue the music, motherfucker! Probably don't have one, but as
homosexuals.
Okay, are you done now? As always, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. I don't even know if we have one, but I'll go to Cripple J just to say yes or no that we have one.
Well, since Budweiser gave us beer the other night, we were drinking that.
Budweiser,
the cool. King, and Hennessy.
Yeah,
King
and Hennessy. Tony's drinking Hennessy.
Yeah, Lessica just took my bottle. I guess she's gonna drink straight from the bottle.
Sipping on debt.
Sipping on that Hennessy.
Okay, cool.
We're going to go watch Hologram Tupac later.
Yeah, special guest.
Oh, yes. We do have special guest.
Pull up.
She pull just keeps up. Twisting.
No, pull up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh. She was like trying to twist. I was just trying to.
He's not.
I'm looking at the microphone like, I don't know.
Yes. This is me erect.
Take a picture of it so they can see that.
Six minutes.
And he doesn't mean his nipples.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's Joe erect.
It's a celebration, bitch!
You can't see it. It's just a little cork.
Yeah.
It's all about the motion in the ocean.
That's right.
But if you can't feel it, I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, much love to you, man. I know.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay, yeah, we have special guests. Well, maybe we'll see who talks. Lessica is back.
Hey.
Does not rhyme really with Jessica at all.
No, that's a good alias.
Yeah.
She also went to the hip club that we talked about last episode.
Where she got poop on her butt.
She got poop on her butt and another girl licked it off.
There was no poop.
Do you want to do sex with me?
Sorry for ruining your Black Panther party.
We do
is
have
that Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
We have two other ladies present. I don't know if they really want to, you know, speak at all, but we have the Red Queen with us.
Hello.
Close enough. And Steve's girlfriend Lori.
Hi.
Still hasn't broken up with Steve yet.
No.
I know.
14 glorious months, motherfucker.
It's like Supernatural being renewed for the 12th season. It's like, it's just never going to go away. So.
Wow.
Oh, fucking Blackhawk.
I don't even have anything to say on that one.
Holy
shit.
Hey, your dad likes me better than he likes Steve.
Oh!
I meant to, it came out wrong. But anyway.
Oh, you could have compared it to herpes, so.
But
it burns when she pees, or.
Okay, so anyway, we gotta speed this shit
she
up.
She has Stockholm syndrome.
We gotta get out of here because Jay's got a church function or some shit to go to,
or family.
Same thing.
Come on, for fuck's sake!
My family is my church.
Jesus.
So all right, Matthew,
you always dog him. He's like, I gotta go home to my family. Like, oh well, I just want to keep podcasting because of my toner. Oh.
Good God.
That was Steve choking on a penis. Matthew, what are we talking about for episode 29?
Keep going. Go.
Yeah, go away, Joe Steve.
Has,
I don't need you.
Joe has kidney stones.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Does
well,
it hurt?
Wait. No, kidney stones is just Greek for sand in the vagina.
sand the vagina?
We can't see you shake your head yet.
I thought I had kidney stones, and the really, doctor popped them back down. It was really just my balls.
They were just shy.
They're still there.
It was cold out.
So how did you find out you had them?
I was having pain in one of my balls, actually.
How scared did you get, though?
Oh, I was like, I don't know
ball
why.
Cancer? You then, think ball cancer?
But then you realize it's all related because, you know, everybody's ureters or whatever go through the same.
Ureters?
That's what they're called.
Is that a real word?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what how you pee, man.
Oh.
And from your kidney.
Is it udders you're thinking?
No.
Or udders, I mean, if you're a National Geographic chick.
That's hot.
Did they just score twice?
I think it's a replay.
Okay.
Who cares about hockey?
I do. I'm sorry. No, it's just 2-1. So anyway.
Are we winning?
No, we're losing.
Oh, shit.
Long story short, I woke up at like 2 a.m. one morning. I thought somebody had stabbed me. And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't live in North County. That's probably not true.
It was probably Lessico.
And so then it was probably Lessico.
Yeah. I rolled over and Lessico was elbowing me in my kidneys.
She's like, I just want to lick poop off your butt. So bad.
Man, you made me sound like such a dirty girl.
You're a dirty
girl. You are
dirty.
Hey. Well. And I went to the doctor because I go, I've been stabbed. Also, I've had an erection for 8 hours.
That's what I love about those Viagra commercials. If you have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, contact your doctor. If I have an erection
lasting your significant others,
if I have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, I'm fucking calling everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going on Facebook like, look at this shit.
I'm hanging a towel on it and putting it on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Or ring toss or something.
Yeah.
Or seeing how many donuts I can fit on it.
Do some anal ring toss. There you go. Oh. Howard Stern did it live on his show there, man. I watched. I was like, what the fuck?
So anyway.
Anyway, cut his mic.
So long story short, I had to go to the ER very early in the morning.
No.
You had to go to the ER for it.
That's very good. Right there. That's
and
good.
It didn't
right
go away, and I got a lot of good drugs out of it.
Morphine, I'm assuming.
Morphine.
What
like
was it called?
Hospital.
Demerol or whatever was one of them. Yeah. They put my IV bag in.
Okay.
It chills you out. I got a lot of OxyContin. I was going to save my last OxyContin for this show, but I went through all 20 of them.
Dude, morphine.
I didn't even need them. I just was popping one every night because I'm like, this is so cool. I go home from work.
It feels right. It just feels right.
It does.
Dude, morphine scared the shit out of me, dude. Back when I was 25, I had the whole heart shit going on. They had to do some morphine. Or so that, like, I guess they, you know, put in the fucking IV really quick.
Yeah.
The shit,
it goes
like,
right in your bloodstream.
Yeah, but you know, like the sensation I got, I'm like, oh, I'm dying. Because I felt nothing. Everything was going, you know, I'm like, whoa.
That's the only time I've thrown up from pain, though.
Oh,
and
really?
I did twice.
You threw up from before you went to the ER? Okay.
Yeah. That sucked.
And so I'm guessing X-rays to find the stones? Or
I had CT scan and CT. X-ray, okay. Yeah. And I have one that's like 7 millimeters, which is actually big for a kidney stone. Then I have like another one, I think, that's like smaller.
Okay, so are we going to have surgery or can they pulverize?
They can pulverize
them.
I think I'm going to delay that a little bit because I'm starting at a new job at City.
Oh, so. Don't say the name.
I'm sorry.
Because I can't say I work at City and that place fucking sucks cock.
You can't, you should have said that.
Jay, edit that, please.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that off because I'm not really in pain anymore. Okay. They're just there.
Because I'm just going to forewarn you, the pulverized is probably the way to go.
Yeah. Well, they told me because they could see it on the X-ray. It was either that or jam something up my pee hole and rip it out. And
what?
I'm like, well, I mean, they pull them out, and then you have like a stent in up there for like a week.
Like in your pee hole?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's called a urethra.
Yeah, I would have taken photos of it and put it on
what's
my...
Well, right, now they don't do it anymore. What was the fucking swab they had to do? Was that fucking chlamydia or...
I've never had to have that.
I've never had an STD. I don't know.
You never had the swab go in there?
Well, yeah. If you ever want to get tested for anything, you have to have it.
Well, I did that once. And I got the fucking... I didn't know what the fuck he was going to do.
No warning?
All of a sudden he like pulls out a cotton swab like, you know, 3 feet long and like... And where's that going?
You're like, why are you going to put that in my butt? He's like, you wish.
You're going to be hoping.
It's going in the other one.
No, son. This is going in your pee hole. And I'm like, so I was kind of like, you know, obviously a little apprehensive. The sensation / pain that I experienced in that.
Did you get a fear boner?
A fear boner,
I didn't think it was going to work again. No. I'm like, it's dead. Yeah. It's dead. It's never going to work again.
But the reason why I bring it up is because my mother-in-law had kidney stones.
I know,
and they were too big to pass. And they couldn't pulverize them because they were too big. So she had surgery done to take them out. So if you go the surgery route, it's pretty evasive.
Yeah.
And
they'd need a really long cord just to get past that wiener, though. It's like a mile.
Hey,
wait, you mean the one like this? I mean, let's recap here.
Yeah. Can we get a? I need a 6-yard.
Get your hands off my cork.
The picture's on the website.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
Steve's
know.
Doing shots. Steve's not even running sound. He's doing shots of tequila in the back.
This is like a Tyrion Lannister dick.
Smarter than your average bear, but just not as big as the mountain.
I thought he was well endowed.
Alcoholic. Well,
no?
In the show he is.
In the
show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, real life. I don't know.
I pay attention to these things.
In the movies, I'm well endowed too.
Okay, so the doctor saw you. What were they saying was the reason for your kidney storm formation?
Oh, they don't know.
They have no idea.
Yeah,
I guess you changed your diet since then.
It can't be.
Oh yeah,
fucking alcoholic.
Drank a lot of water too, and I think honestly
alcoholic.
I got them because I was dehydrated.
Alcoholic.
Well, that's the alcohol. And
alcoholic.
And everything. It's bad diet.
Is that really a thing?
Coffee,
like, you drink too much, you get kidney stones.
Coffee, alcohol, it's just bad. Not enough
I just like
diet.
Making
yeah.
Joe.
A lot
no
of it's dehydration, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yep.
We don't have any more.
You want more?
I want a lot of everything. Was that Clark?
Yeah, he's at the door.
Oh. If there's no dogs out there, let him out.
So, but that,
please. I mean, would you please
so how
let
does it feel to
here?
Be yeah, a 34-year-old with kidney stones? That's not common.
Well, first off, I'm 33.
33. You're going to be 34, so you know.
Yeah. With kidney stones, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Okay.
I call them dick bullets now.
Dick bullets, because you never know.
When they come out,
it's in the chamber. It's in the chamber.
People die at the fair.
Thanks, Lori, for checking the dogs outside.
I think she miscalculated the dogs not being outside. The good thing
Whoa.
Is...
Hey. I have emphysema. Sorry, Internet. My dogs are trying to kill the dogs on the other side of the
You know
fence.
What's funny is the woman that's looking through her back window probably sees in here. She's like, they're all talking on microphones. What the fuck? We need to put like a big Russian flag above this, too. We look like spies.
The Americans.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my dick
okay.
bullets
that's
that
your
I
dick
have
bullets?
Right now. They're all loaded once I pass them.
Do you think you actually have you had almost a close call?
I don't know.
No.
I think
no,
I'll
no,
know.
No weird sensations when you're peeing?
No.
No, okay.
No more than normal?
No more than normal. I think one time it was like a thumb over a garden hose, though, and it just kind of like sprayed.
Really? Oh, wow. That's not good.
Jesus.
And my mom was just watching me pee. She's like, wow. No, that wasn't true.
I was like,
she loves her baby boy. Don't judge.
My baby's so big.
I was
Hercules.
I was going to say.
I got Jess grabs her face like, jeez.
Even she's like, what the fuck? What's funny, I'm like, well, did you just have sex? I remember the first... Wait, maybe I shouldn't divulge this.
The first time you had
too
sex
late.
With somebody?
Too late.
Well, I mean, you ever had sex
his
and like...
What was his name?
Wait, you try to go to pee afterwards? I don't remember. But like, it came out like at a 90-degree angle. I didn't know that could possibly happen. It's like the stream went out like this, and then went...
Yeah,
I'm like,
you need new curtains on your shower.
That's what it happened. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
so now I got to sit down when I pee every time I,
it's
you know,
happened,
after
yeah.
intercourse.
Oh, I mean, do you wipe off the toilet or do you soap it up? Or
you say it's so long it dunks in the toilet. It's submerged.
I generally...
Do you wipe or do you just have a girl do that for you with her tongue?
I stand on the like the tub part and just like pee into there that way.
You pee in the tub?
No, I stand on the tub and then pee in the
shower.
I
pee in the
shower. Okay, let's get into it. Let's do it. Let's go there. Do you pee in the tub? Let's go around the table.
What the fuck would that be? I would.
How about in the shower?
I pee in the shower regularly.
I don't regularly.
On the reg, no. Pee in the shower?
I for sure do.
On the regular?
Yeah, even if I go to the bathroom before I take a shower, as soon as
the running
water
hits,
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I gotta pee.
Pee in the shower?
Yeah, I normally do.
Never pee in the shower. Don't.
Why not?
I just don't. You?
Fuck yeah, I do.
Okay, pee in the shower?
Yes.
Pee in the shower?
No.
I don't pee in the shower.
She said no.
She's a liar.
We can just assume Steve does.
We just know Steve does.
Steve will pee anywhere.
He does, because one night he took a shower, and he's like, oh, I'm peeing. I'm like, no, I'm after you. I'm supposed to shower after you. You better scrub it down.
Steve's an open book.
Steve's spelling his name on the fence with piss right now.
You know what's interesting is whenever I was married and my husband would pee, ex-husband would pee in the shower, it would like the whole entire bathroom, you're like doing your makeup and you're like, oh my God, it smells like urine. Like the whole place would like stink up. It's terrible. So, you know, if you have a person in there, you should probably
just
wait.
Pinch it off into the
It off. Wait.
Have you ever pooped in the shower?
I have not.
I have puked in the shower. Not while I was in it though.
Oh.
I leaned.
Andy did.
I was taking the thing, you know, taking a shit, and I leaned over. Oh.
my brother, I think I already told that story the other day. We were in Vegas.
That's was he taking a shower while he puked in the shower?
He's sitting on the toilet. And so we had that Vegas, our bathroom was set up. There's a bathtub right next to the toilet and a shower. So Andy's sitting on the toilet and decides to lean over to the bathtub to puke. I'm like, Andy, just turn around and puke. So then none of it would go down the drain. It was just,
it was close.
It was like yeah.
I mean, that's what they have trash cans for. I mean, I've had that.
Yeah, that'd be that
not that
been
gross
than
poop or anything, but you know,
they don't.
If you're sitting down peeing and then you have to puke, I mean,
the only time I've seen a girl poop was in a German video, and it was into a guy's mouth.
I watched Two Girls, One Cup.
I won't even watch that one.
I literally.
We need to go to Ted Drew's and then queue up Two Girls, One Cup.
Hold on, you know Tosh.0, right? Mm-hmm. So. He talks about it like all the time, or he used to. Yeah. I haven't watched it in a while, but so I was curious. So I was like trying to Google it, trying to find it. Literally made it through 10 seconds, and I was like gagging, like ugh.
That's
so
about
disgusting.
4 seconds longer than I got.
Yeah, well, it might have been 10. I don't know. I was being generous with my time, but you know.
And so I am usually. I went in an hour, like you know, 2 minutes.
You're still being generous.
He said, "I'm going. I'm going.
I'm going. I'm going." Just got in. Well, you know.
Did anybody else watch that seriously? Did you ever see that?
No, I would.
No,
Two
I
Girls,
haven't.
One Cup.
I've seen it.
No, but I'm interested.
No, you're definitely.
No, you're not.
You're definitely not.
Well, here, what if you have Steve your phone? Would you Google Blue Waffle really quick?
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, I just dare you to do it.
Is that a real thing though, or is that like?
That's just like code for like what it looks like, I guess.
I don't remember. No.
It's a very disease-infested vagina.
No.
If you Google Blue Waffle.
Why did you say it? We could have gotten a reaction.
Oh, never mind. I thought she wasn't going
to
look
Way
it
to
up.
Go, Joe.
I'm sorry.
She's
well, then
Google
look up Two Girls, One Cup.
That's even worse, but anyway.
But if you Google Blue Waffle, good luck to you.
And then look up Tub Girl.
Oh, she did it. There you go.
Oh, also Lemon Party.
No, I'm not doing Lemon Party.
A game of bingo gone horribly wrong.
You've talked about it. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Like ever. Where the fuck did Steve go?
He's talking to the neighbor. Yo, this one
talking. He's flirting with your neighbor.
Oh, the chick behind us? Okay, got it.
Like anyway. Or he's like, no, he's not. What else is he talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my dog.
That's not the Blue Waffle. The one on the left, I think, is.
Oh, it looks like a peacock. Yeah.
It looked like one of those things you get from QT. You know, they're on the rollers. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, what's next? Something that's not going to make me cute.
Yeah, okay, yeah. What's on the agenda, man?
Good and bad things to say at a job interview since Joe just got a new job.
Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't prepare, did you?
No,
this is your topic.
Yeah, you gave us this one.
Hey, Joe, here's some topics for you to research for the podcast. Okay, cool, I'm on it.
Yep.
I don't know what we're talking about
today. So what are some good things you said at your job interview?
I have no idea.
You don't remember?
I got hired twice.
I mean, isn't it really about telling them what you think that they want to hear?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it all boils down to.
It is. Also, don't say that you do not like minorities. I didn't get hired one time because they're like, what do you not like? I'm like, minorities. Fuck. I mean, I don't like people that come into work late when I'm there early. I'm like, God damn it. Strike that out.
Strike it from the record.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Good things in job interviews because I went on a few over the last few months. And I think less is more. I think it's possible to talk too much during job interviews, regardless of where you're at, unless it's McDonald's and whatever.
Are you selling yourself? Is that what you're doing when you're in those job interviews?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like you're already in the VIP room. What can you do to get the guy off that's sitting in the dark corner?
How would you display that you're a team member? Would you let someone bite your ass? That's what I would ask, you know?
Right. They're like, do you lay toilet paper down when you go number one? And you go, well, sometimes. Sometimes I hover. I go, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get this job.
Hover? No hover.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know. It's been so long since I've had a job interview. I don't know. And I'm thankful for that. But
yeah.
You know. What's one of the worst things you said at a job interview? Can you remember?
One of the worst things. Probably talking shit on a former job.
Really?
Don't do that.
Yeah,
even if it was a horrible place.
Not even the same field, I wouldn't even do that.
No. Yeah. That's the worst thing you can do. Aside from being racist.
What's the most cliche thing you said at one of your interviews?
I'm a people person.
You're a people person. You said that.
I did that on purpose because the guy said he liked Office Space.
You could at least I deal with the customer so the engineers don't have to or something like
I'm
that.
Like, but. I take the goddamn files. Goddamn file person.
Well, if Steve was here, he could put that fucking clip on the soundboard, but he's flirting with a wannabe. I don't know if she's a MILF. I don't know if she's married or not behind us.
Hurry up,
Steve.
I can't need you.
No, it's good.
I can't tell how.
Lori's cutting that off.
Can't tell how old she is from here.
Too old for you, Joe.
She doesn't look old.
This girl?
She looks younger.
I can't.
Is that like a daughter?
I've seen. That's the one of the owners of the house there.
Okay, well, Joe, since you smashed it out of the ballpark with that topic.
She definitely doesn't look very old to me.
All right, Joe, here's the other topic maybe. That you did. Annoying viral videos. Do you have anything on that one?
did I say annoying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I know one of them that was really big lately was Damn Daniel.
Who's that?
How in the fuck is...
Daniel?
Yeah, okay, Lori knows
it.
That's
no
my 17-year-old brother told me.
Yeah, exactly.
Was
a lot of it
you
stems from...
before we started? The thing where
no,
you know if you're a bitch?
That was Amiri King. That's a guy's name, Amiri King.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Damn Daniel was... that was probably one of the... And I don't even think it's that annoying. It's just very... One of those high school trends that picks up, and all it is a guy on Snapchat that keeps recording his friend in different outfits. He keeps going, "Damn, Daniel!" And like, and his friend's like strutting, like in every. What?
You're awesome. Fuck you, because your skin is there. Fuck you, and you're cool. All right.
Lori, quit cock blocking your boyfriend.
I wasn't.
Anyway. Hey, Steve, how old is that woman that lives behind you? Do you think?
He's
34. That's what I figured. Yeah.
Out of your age range.
It's about right.
No, I was sticking up for my brother because she thought his name was Jason.
I'm like,
that is not my name.
But no, she's like, she goes, "Is that the guy that used to live here like about 10 years ago?" I'm like, "Yeah, that was him." He goes, "Oh, okay." And she had like the whole divorce story that we had.
She's divorced?
Yeah, she...
Well, that would make sense why she's always, like, cutting the grass and all other shit.
Jess, can you find your ride home?
All right. Now, okay, I've had 3 divorce stories. Tony's, Jess, and our neighbor, Katie.
Oh, her name's Katie. Her name.
Excuse me, Lessica.
Thank you.
Her story, that is, like, cut your balls off horrible. Oh my God!
We'll have to
have
her
invite
on the
her
podcast.
Over?
I would love to have her, but that.
So what
right
did she
there,
say? I'm curious. Like,
well,
in a nutshell.
So, she's like, what do you do for a living? I go, I'm an aircraft mechanic. She goes, oh, where at? I'm like, Lambert. She goes, oh, okay. So you don't know my ex-husband that was at Spirit? I'm like, all right. And she took a deep breath. No, she took a deep breath and was like, she goes, "All right, so you don't know XYZ person?" I'm like, "Nope." She goes, "Yeah." He goes, right when Lori yelled at me, she goes, "Yeah, he was a." She goes, "He's an AMP mechanic, but he was a fucking alcoholic." So we can talk about that the other time. I'm like, my butthole clenched. I'm like, "Oh God, I need to go back inside.
That's what all women say, though. He was a dick. He was an alcoholic.
No, but
quit being the victim.
No,
oh my God.
I know
shut
you're
the
a
fuck
weak,
up. Estes.
I know you're a weaker gender, but
really,
oh.
I'm just joking.
No, but
Jess will punch you in the
seriously.
Face.
Her the face that she said.
My balls are way bigger than yours, baby.
Oh,
whoa.
No, but
I had a good comeback.
She's what when she looked at me, she's like, "Yeah, he was an alcoholic, and that's all I gotta say." All right, I'm done. See ya.
Well, I think one of the main problems with women, though, honestly, is that you think that you can change them. So whenever you find something that you don't really find very appealing about your man, you're like, okay, well, it'll get better, and I'll be able to change him, because I was that person. And then I figured out after 2 marriages that I can't change those people. So he was probably an alcoholic whenever she met him, and then she thought she could change him. And he didn't change. And then she's like, oh, he's an alcoholic. Well, bitch, he was an alcoholic when you met him.
I'm just going to stop it, bitch.
I'll have to invite that dude over for a beer.
That's not funny.
She'll look in the back door and go, fuck.
We enable. That's what we do. We enable people. All right. So any other viral?
So
abuse?
I guess was I always
damn Daniel.
Was I always verbally abusive then? Is that how I was?
I think that shit was made up.
No, it's because your ex-wife. No,
you actually agree that you were verbally abusive.
He's not verbally abusive.
No, okay. I'm just.
She just made
I have
that
to
shit
get
about
no
you,
because
then.
Me and Matt agree on one thing, and I, you three ladies, I love you, but that fucking cunt bitch out there, she can fucking burn in a fucking ISIS fucking terrorist fire.
You might
fuck
want
her.
Clarify, not your neighbor.
Yeah, not the neighbor.
I know, you're pointing
no, they can't see that. No.
Fuck her beagles.
Yeah, fuck you. No, but seriously, my brother's ex-wife is a fucking cunt bitch. She can fucking die in rotten
hell.
Does
she listen to this, Tony?
I don't give a fuck if she does.
Yeah, they're brothers. Oh, you didn't
mind
know they were
blown.
Brothers?
No. No, hey, you know what? When it comes to the end of the day, I've seen everything that he goes through out there, and I'm like, all right, it's good. You know, I get it. He married somebody, has a kid, fine. Great. But when she did that shit that fucking day I went over there to move all his shit out of the basement, I'm like, you know what? That bitch can fucking rot in hell because that was fucking worthless. It was.
Well,
I'm serious.
What you got to explain. When
okay, so it was in November, right?
No, October.
End of
same
October
difference.
When you know oh. Because so
it was
we
on
went
Christmas Day. Oh, my life!
Last Christmas, I fucked my TV because no, right. But anyways, so we went over there and no, real quick, but went over there.
This is good.
We went picked up his the TV that's hanging on this wall here in site B. He said, Tony pulls up, and I'm backing up, and all of a sudden I see a fucking, like, Volkswagen car. I have no idea what it is. I'm like, I'm looking through my window, like, I got the whole, like, did you see that? He goes, he shakes his head, yes. So we get out.
It had an I Break for Whales bumper sticker on it.
But he sees, so I go in there, and then Tony's walking through the house, and all of a sudden, Tony comes out, and I, like, see the death of Superman look in his face, like, all the people, like, and he goes, I have to fucking leave now, let's go, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? He goes, that motherfucker's pillow is on the fucking bed, and I'm like,
oh,
well, it was my
God.
Side.
In his side of the bed, I'm like, all right, whatever. So, we get...
So what was going on? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Ling Ling wasn't going to give up her side of the bed.
Ling Ling, you.
So what did you
Jay,
see
yes,
whenever you
that's
walked
right.
in?
Yeah. Oh man.
Well, what was crazy that when I went there that one time to go back to get my toiletry shit, I forgot.
Right.
And I walked in, like, you know, I saw the other dude in the house. What the fuck? So got my shit.
So
left.
You were not jumping to conclusions at that
no,
point.
No,
you're just
no.
like, okay, there's
I
a logical like, explanation for this.
Well, then I'm like, oh, a whole bunch of shit makes sense now. But then it was like literally, I think 3 days later, we were going back to my house to get some shit out of there.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't rent a truck yet at the time. We're just getting some small shit out. So I opened the garage door, and that's when I see this fucking car in there. I'm like, huh. I'd never seen that car before. Then there was some like Nivea men's fucking shave gel shit I've never seen before on the kitchen table. And then some dude's pillow on like my side of the bed.
And
I've
a
never
Speedo
seen
hanging outside
to dry. But wait,
you
were already in the process of moving out? No.
We were. We were separated, and then I don't know if we had talked about.
See, Lori's helping out on the story. See.
You don't drink beer though, right?
Well, when I had first moved out, it was supposed to be, you know, just being separated, working some shit out. But I think I don't know if we had talked about. Well, we talked about officially being divorced. Like, all right, okay, this shit needs to end. It was like 3 weeks later. I was like, oh, okay.
We need more beer.
But then I had to. She had to fucking travel for work, and I was like, okay, I will, we need somebody to watch the dogs. I'm like, well, look, I will fucking stay at the house, watch the dogs, we don't have to worry about boarding them and all that shit, no big deal. Her son was going to stay with his dad, no big deal. So, all right, that's fine. So I'm, you know, fucking cleaning the house, watching the dogs and shit. I fucking cut the grass for her and all this other shit. You know, being nice, because, you know, I'm a verbally abusive Ike Turner, you know, beat her in her sleep type shit.
I always thought you were a prick. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm really? Like, I don't get that impression at
I was like,
all.
So I'm just joking. I was like, I punched you in the face. So what? You didn't bring me mashed potatoes with gravy.
I told you once. Don't make me tell you twice, right?
Yeah. You want a pair of Irish sunglasses, you fucking bitch? You know, that's all it was. So,
okay, so let me get this straight. So basically, it had come to head that you guys were not getting along. So you're like, okay, I'm going to move out. We're going to separate. But then during the separation, you find out that there's another man. That's like the basis of the story.
If I remember correctly, it was like the week before where...
The week before what?
The week before I found the dude in my house.
Oh, okay.
That were like, yeah, I think... She's like, yeah, I think we need to get a divorce. I was like, oh, that's quick.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, okay. All right, whatever, fine. I can't make you happy. I'm not going to try to sell myself.
I mean,
like,
honestly, when she first started dating you, I go... Jess, he's nice, but he's gonna beat the shit out of
me. I hope you can take a right cross,
Jess. Jessica.
I mean, Lessica. I'm Lessica. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's
Ling Ling.
Lee Ling.
Lee Ling. Yeah.
I go. He took a crowbar to his former girlfriend's face, and I just don't know if I want.
But
to
she
see
had it coming.
Happen.
She had it coming.
She had it coming, but sure. I just feel like eventually he's not in the Nivea either. And
yep.
Yeah, I was there because I was helping you and your dad. Move shit out.
Yeah,
and then you go, hey, come check this out.
Well, because I found some of his fucking laundry with my dirty clothes.
In hindsight, I could have defiled some of that. I should have. Yeah. What's he going to do? Oh, I don't remember shitting in this. I don't remember peeing all over this closet.
Hey, you're so good.
Honey, did I wet the bed last night? You did.
Yep. So...
I could have done something in hindsight. I should have. Your dad wouldn't have cared.
No, he wouldn't have.
We had a U-Haul van. We were in and out.
No, my dad probably would have set fire to the place.
Upper Decker or something. Oh, ooh. That would have been nice.
Yeah, that's actually a good
one. She would never know. She couldn't find a fucking ladder. She wouldn't be able to find a shit.
Honey, did we eat peanuts last week? That was good times.
What were we talking about, by the way?
Viral videos.
We went from viral videos to divorce.
Our segues are fucking... They're so smooth.
Well, it's because Steve was out there talking to the girl, and then somehow it, like...
Then she got a divorce because her husband was an alcoholic, and he was...
And then we talked about how you were an alcoholic abusive husband.
Yes. I was an alcoholic, too, by the way.
Yeah. Still are.
Yeah. I don't think I said anything untrue about my ex-husband.
Sometimes you slap a girl around, she leaves you.
No, I think I did the slapping.
Even better.
Yeah, I think I punched
sometimes
him one
that's
time.
Okay.
And Jess, I tried to open up the door to where you could start slapping females, too.
What?
At Penthouse.
Oh.
I mean, Lexica.
I like her. I liked her. Hey, I didn't want to slap her. That was good.
Yeah.
I can't segue anywhere from this because everything we else have on here has to do with movies, nerd
having
shit.
To do with Nivea. Game of Thrones is coming back
is
in a
Game
week.
Game of Thrones is the bomb.
So
what?
You really can't segue off of that.
Can we talk about Game of Thrones? Right.
I
think
you can
it's
if you
probably
want to,
on the list.
Except for the last four episodes.
Because he hasn't watched them.
Oh,
I haven't seen the last four yet.
That's not my problem.
You didn't see it when Tyrion
I'm
died?
Just
I'm just joking.
What about when Cersei got stabbed repeatedly?
You really haven't seen the last four episodes?
By Jaime.
No. We got to that.
Well, God.
Shame.
Yeah, no.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
I think I deleted that on my... I used to have the Shame app, the bell.
I know.
Who's your favorite character?
Tyrion.
Yes, mine too. Tyrion.
I like Tyrion.
I do like Jaime Lannister.
I'm really pissed that Robb Stark got killed. I wanted to see where his story was going to go. He seemed like a leader you could follow.
Who,
But that was like Ned Stark. I felt the same way about him.
There's
150
characters. I'm forgetting his name. Who Sansa was married to and he ran the whorehouse.
Oh.
Littlefinger?
Yeah. I like Littlefinger.
He's shady. That's what
I mean, I like him because he's from The Wire, too. Yeah. I think that dude's awesome.
Yeah,
what's the bald guy's name that is always talking to Littlefinger?
Varys.
Varys, yes.
He's got sparrows in
the
corner of
the
kingdom.
Because he spins his web.
What's the Dragon Queen? What's her name?
That's Daenerys.
Daenerys.
Targaryen.
I really, really like her.
I really don't
I like her, too.
I really would hated that they killed off Khal Drogo. I really would have liked to see where his story would have gone to.
He's got
to
be Aquaman, though. So
he's
got to
be Aquaman. He could have done both. Pulled double duty.
But see, joining the show late and hearing about him, I thought he was around for a while. And then
it was really short.
Yeah, very short.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you put him in a fight with fucking Jaime Lannister... Drogo would have beat the fuck out of him. Seriously, it would have been like, okay.
That's over.
You don't lay his hands on his Khaleesi.
Yes!
I guess what I can say is where the show is going, what we're going to see. It's not going to spoil anything for you, Jason. You're going to see Bran come back. Bran Stark's going to come back.
Yeah.
I think Wogs are going to have a bigger story. You know, they're going to be a part of the battle. The White Walkers are coming. We all knew that they're coming, right? There's going to be a lot of big battles this season is what I think.
The White Walkers are going, Matthew.
They're
going. I'm going.
And I'm just curious where Tyrion's story kind of went off on a tangent last year. I don't like where Tyrion's story went, to be honest with you. Because he's with Daenerys right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and again, that's not spoiling anything on that.
Yeah, I knew what was going there.
Okay. So him being with her, I really just, the fun of the show is just, it's the guesswork. Guessing what
I'm really looking forward to Jon Snow next season, too.
I know what happens to him, too.
You're such a dick.
Well, there's no way. I mean, in some way, shape, or form, he's not done.
He was the hottest guy on the show.
He's still on it. He's like in their promos for the new season.
Yeah.
Well, I would say Tyrion's the hottest guy on the show.
Really?
Dude, Tyrion has slayed way more than anybody in all the Seven
Kingdoms.
We're
not talking about slaying whores. I mean, we're talking about, like...
Jess, to be fair, there's no difference. You pay for it or you don't.
Yeah.
I would say there's a very big difference.
You pay for it either way.
You pay for it.
Voluntary
in the
women.
Or another.
It's not like voluntary, like for cash.
Hey, everybody, look at my phone real quick. One, two, three.
Sweet. Let's stop recording for a picture.
Oh, fuck off.
Fucking
Reese's. God
damn
it.
No matter what class you're from,
fuck off.
People still don't.
Oh, currently,
sanitary wipes on toilet seats.
Okay, here's the thing about the show. They could have gone off on made so many spin-off shows. I think they lost out on a big opportunity to expand on people's stories. So you could probably, I bet you what they'll do next is prequels. I guarantee you when the show's over, the stories are going
to
do
prequels. Yeah, that's supposed to be in production. And you know what? That's the one thing that, you could argue it's a money grab.
I don't think so. I want to see where the story goes.
But I would love to see all the shit that happened up of, like, with the Mad King. Yes. Like, you know, Ned Stark and, what the fuck was his name?
Robert.
Stannis. Robert Baratheon. Like, just, you know, going to war. Fucking whores. You know, all that. I sound like Wahlberg a little bit. But anyway.
Fucking whores.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah.
Biff Tannen right there.
Say hello to your mime for me.
Your mime?
Your mime?
She doesn't have a lot to say.
Strike a pose. There's nothing.
Jesus, Steve.
Jeez.
Whoa, hey.
You're like an athlete, Steve. Don't drink out of my Hennessy bottle.
Taking pulls from the Hennessy bottle now.
Oh, shit.
Steve, what time do you have to be at work
tomorrow?
Steve's
going to throw up later tonight.
I'm not going to throw up.
Yeah, he is.
All right, I'm going to take a picture of Instagram. You're going to see a Hennessy bottle with a herpes virus inside the... Yep, there it is.
And on the outside of it. So, yeah, Game of Thrones is coming back next week.
Oh, yeah, I had sex with my
mom. Can we also talk about, because Game of Thrones, we also like Silicon Valley, right?
Now we coming back. I think that comes back
Jess,
same day,
you don't watch Silicon Valley.
No, I don't. What is that about?
It's on HBO.
Can you give me like a little bit of a background about that?
It's like computer nerds who podcast and have sex with them.
Okay, I'm out. No. That doesn't sound interesting to me. Okay.
I've had a lot of women ask me, can you give me a little bit? And I'm like, of course. That's all I can give you.
That's all you're going to get. But no, Silicon Valley is about a tech startup company.
It's only gone two seasons.
And the difficulty
so far
of starting a tech startup company and all the trials and tribulations you have to go through, but comedy sprinkled in.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like having a startup tech company in like a place like this, and they work literally at a table like this with computers.
A kitchen table. They
it's like a starting. It's like a podcast starting out.
Yeah. But it's
like
a comedy. It's funny.
I guess I can
but
find that on HBO Go, right?
Yeah. So
and what was that again? What was the name of it?
Silicon Valley.
Okay. It starts.
Do you have an HBO subscription by chance?
See, I kind of like just turn it on for Game of Thrones and then I turn it off.
Well, would you like want to kind of maybe
But
text?
Then I have a friend who gives like me like HBO Go account, so I just watch it on my phone or my iPad.
Would you want to like maybe text me some HBO Go? Like
I have
passwords,
one.
90s.
You want to use mine?
Yeah, because
well,
mine is somebody else's.
I can get HBO
can't.
Now for like $15. I know, but like
you guys can use mine.
Yeah, but why would I spend $15 when I can spend zero?
Amen to that, brother.
I don't think it's $15. I think it's like $8.99.
It's $14.99, Joe.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, or you have a friend?
It's called
cable
Google.
And gives you the password.
Yeah, that's what.
Or you're
I have
a cheap fucker like Joe Dust over here.
No, I have the charter promo for 12 months.
I believe
so
you would be the cheap ass because you're not paying for it. Like me.
Tony,
like, I am totally
bust
down
out the lotion because you just got burned.
Oh, I need aloe.
Oh!
Oh, it burns. Oh, when
I pee. I knew he was going to say that.
Hey,
just stick it in the Hennessy. It'll clear it all up. It's going to burn it all up.
Yeah, it kills everything.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Fuck off. Fuck Jason. I mean, hey, Jay.
But yes, Jess, I think Matt and I would recommend Silicon Valley. Okay. It's only gone.
You know what? I love
so
after the.
And Jay, you watch it, right?
After the almost 2 years with Jay, Matt, and Tony doing this, they're like.
We haven't even gone a year, Steve. But yeah.
Remember back in 2013 when we were doing this?
In 2018, the Nerdcast
I
podcast.
I thought it's been 2 years.
No, it's been since about July of 2015.
No,
the first episode
I was
ever
at work.
Was him.
I was at work when other Jess told
that
me
that was
about
in 2014, like the end of it, wasn't
no.
it?
No, it was 2015. Summer.
It was June or July. Jay posted the first episode of him talking about
it. Was,
some,
yeah, it was definitely June books. Or July of last year.
We're approaching 1 year.
Hasn't even been 12 months yet. Well, but remember 3 years
remember
ago?
Remember 5 years ago when we started podcasting?
No, seriously, though.
We had a soundboard.
Wait, he's getting to a point.
When we had a podcast in 1995.
When Jay brought it up, and then I asked Tony, I'm like, hey, you want to get everybody together? He's like... Okay, how do we do it? I'm like, I got a I have my soundboard. He's like, can I buy one? I'm like, yeah, we can do that. Wasn't that like at least, was it?
I don't know, like
April or May of that of last year?
No.
June.
We had been talking about it for a couple years, but
check
never did anything.
Because you guys switched on and off with a couple of them, right?
Sorry, that's my fault.
The first five episodes, Jay was a solo. 1 and 3 were Jay. 2 and 4 were me.
Yeah,
episode 5 was.
It
just
was a Jay
and then,
solo
no,
video.
That's right.
jsolo.mpg. No,
but about 30 seconds.
That's right because no, because 6 was the one that we did. It was me, Matt, Tony, and Joe, and we were at the command center.
Yeah,
and then you guys were like, let's do this. And then I remember listening it in Florida at my grandpa's funeral, rest in peace. But he goes,
why is Steve sitting in the corner laughing?
I'm at my funeral. My grandpa's funeral. I was bored as fuck. So I'm like, hey, I'm gonna stream this
no,
podcast.
No, but no, I mean, I listened to it because Tony's like, he goes, hey, it went live today. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I listened to it. I'm like, dude, this is fucking awesome. I mean, was it? Tony had the old like intro to it, and like we didn't do it. So
what still cracked us up, even after we like started making this like a legit operation, the episode that had the most fucking downloads was me and Jay sharing a fucking USB mic, no soundboard, no nothing. We're just like, let's just talk for like you know an hour about some shit. It's like it had like a couple hundred downloads compared to everything.
No,
like,
but episode was it? 13 or 14?
Well, I swear to God.
No, 13 or 14 had the most downloads. Second one.
Well, I swear to God. I think even to this day, if you can
remember.
Have the amount of.
All right, no, hold on.
The number of downloads.
I'll look it up. Fuck it.
The number of downloads that episode 5 had compared to everything
but
else.
But, Steve, were you, getting, were you getting to a point?
It had the most.
I mean, through all that.
I was just wondering. Yeah, are
no,
you getting
you started
to a
story.
Point?
You st- no, I'm not trying to be an asshole.
Jess is bored.
No, no, and I'm not bored.
Jessica.
And I'm not being bored. I'm not trying to be mean, but was there a point to the story? Because we'll get make it funny if we can.
More so than normal.
I'm not trying to be an asshole.
By his response, I'm going to go with no. There was no fucking
there
point.
No.
He lost it. You lost your... Just, is that fine? You lost what you were getting to? You were.
You're
okay.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
On the Cardinals stage, we have Jessica.
Hold on a second.
Gentlemen.
Hold on. Hold on.
Is it coming back?
For all the podcasts, this is what Zero Sound sounds like. Okay, now we're back. Oh, sorry. But just go. No, because we have 7 minutes left. Let's go.
I've never lasted 7 minutes.
Just fucking go.
I'm just trying to figure
out. I don't care. I mean, it's like, you know, my girlfriend accused me of talking to the fucking two beagles bitch that lives behind me, and I want to have sex with her or something.
Well, we can't have her on here now.
Whatever.
Well, is that why she's not here?
I think she went to go get more alcohol.
Yeah, she went. I gave her $40 to get $40 worth of beer.
Of gymnastics.
From the
charity, I don't
from the
think she was
still, right?
Genuinely mad at you.
Yeah.
She wasn't. She wasn't mad.
There's no way she can be mad. If she gets mad at you for fucking talking to a neighbor, then, I mean, I don't want to.
No, I'm not getting mad. I got fucking Reese's Pieces fucking Jay and fucking double asshole fucking Matt Jew fucking foreskin over here
so
like,
nice.
Hey,
you
it's like,
so nice.
Hey. Are we talking about? Is he talking about going to the neighbor right now? Fuck y'all.
Steve, we're actually, just trying to figure out what you're
Joe
saying.
Who said that?
Steve.
Who said you were talking
it was
about
when you put your tongue
was,
on her nipple that Lori got upset.
I don't know. I don't
when
know.
We saw you.
No, if I was going to put my tongue on her nipple, I just would have gone balls deep on her ass and been done with it. And be like, all right,
jeez,
we're good.
Wow.
God, okay,
okay,
Pop's toilet.
Is there no foreplay involved here at all?
God damn.
No, generally there's not.
Wow.
I know I just met you, but I'm going to bury it in your cavern.
The real question is lube or no lube?
48.
It depends on how much alcohol you have.
Oh, jeez.
Man.
Right. We need to have girls on every episode. I think it's okay.
We right, have girls. We have
now.
Women.
No, wait a second. I
with a Y.
Be quick.
Never mind. Never mind. Just go.
Okay.
No, I want to know. Understand.
No, I was going to say right there when Tony said he was. We didn't have no more girls on the episode. Jess,
Heather,
Lessica.
Lessica.
Lessica and the, right. the Red Queen.
All right, hold on. Cut, stop it. All right, we got Heather.
Ah! Or Red Queen.
Okay. Steve, why don't you just give out their social security number?
And remember some shit.
So,
that's partly my fault. Still waiting to get I needed that. Point.
The three females that we have on this podcast in 2 weeks, yes, they need to have microphones and separate everything, so I will buy headphones for all of them.
You're not gonna, bullshit, you're so drunk right now. You're gonna buy headphones for half the subdivision.
I'm not fucking drunk for once, so fuck off, asshole.
For once.
Fucking toner, I wanna have fucking sex with a chick in a closet in my bad 90s, so yeah.
Okay, let's bring it down.
I don't even know what any of that means.
My name's Toner, I like to have sex with chicks all over because my dick's worldwide.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Steve, you showed up. Where you been? Well, I just got here because you were having sex with a chick in the basement. Oh, all right.
All right, so, Matt, movie's coming
so
out.
So I learned a lot about you guys in this last hour.
But it's funny because I haven't seen Third Eye Blind live.
Hey, Matt. three minutes. Let's go. Come on.
Let's go. God damn.
Why do you look to me like I can rebound from that?
Let's go!
When you got a guy with Asperger's running sound, I don't understand what the fuck you expect. Or Tourette's. I'm sorry, not an Asperger's, because that's like an actual, like, here. You know, fucking...
Like, fuck Superman rocks!
Okay. Jay, you can have so much editing. Yeah. You have to edit so
Jay
much.
Likes DC! No, oh, Marvel. Okay. Sorry.
Stop talking, Steve. Just monitor the board. That's what we pay you for.
Go have sex in Hannibal again, all right?
That's like over an hour away. I can go upstairs and do that.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Just fucking talk. Mr. fucking radio college guy.
Steve, I'm getting so bored I'm about to fire off some knuckle children.
Oh, can you do it on Jess's toilet seat?
Hey! Hey!
Whoa.
Stop talking.
The podcast Steve, I would so never better. Do that to her
hey,
toilet seat.
Your girlfriend is here. She can maybe wrap you up into a no okay.
That doesn't happen.
Okay, well, she's getting ready to walk in, so
I put it in her and it's like,
oh,
you listen. That's right.
Man, all right. She needs to massage that sphincter a little bit though. By the way, Lori, welcome back.
Lori, you might need to take him outside for a few.
Steve, I think you need to take Steve outside. He needs to pee.
Go.
I don't even know what the fuck this was about. Are we done or?
Yes, we. Jay has to go. I'm not. No, I'm not being mean.
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying you single handedly.
He said he had an hour from that.
I know. I agree.
I'm just saying
you single handedly probably just ruined this episode.
He's going,
and gone.
It all went downhill when he went outside to talk to that chick.
So if you're still listening to us, thank you.
Hold on.
Or,
no.
Or fucking unsubscribe.
Oh, dude, the Dutch listeners are
back,
jerking off
no,
to this one.
Back when this started because Tony.
You're so loud. Look at your levels. That's why we have a fucking computer screen here.
Can you
just
tell?
Fucking close it out. God
well,
damn it.
No,
fuck it. Just close it out. Close it out.
Steve, when Steve talks, it looks like an old man at like a horror house on the levels.
Suck my dick, bitch! Come on,
jeez.
Suck it now.
You're gonna have to cut out all of this.
Wait thing. A second. Hold on. Can you suck this? It's saggy. Let's go.
It doesn't
go.
Even make sense what he's doing.
How much tequila did you guys let him drink?
I didn't drink any. I don't know.
Not you, him.
One shot. It was like half and half.
Steve, we do want people to like come back. I mean, I fucking hate customer service. Don't get me wrong. Fuck everybody. But we do like guests.
Here's what we could have talked about. We can do that.
Yeah, did we touch on any topics? Jason, get out of here. But,
we didn't talk. We did. Here's what we didn't talk. We'll tease it for next time. We'll tease
yay.
No, let's do another episode right after this.
That's a good idea.
You sound like you're in the condition for it.
No, but guys, seriously.
Seriously.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what happens.
We will not be having any more ladies back.
Steve,
no!
You were
any podcast.
No! I don't think Leslie.
Steve was sober back in the shower at 1 o'clock.
No, the thing is,
he was.
Every time we have Lori and we had Lori, Ashley, and
Jen.
That's what we need to do. We have to have Lori, Jen, Heather, Lessica,
Red Queen.
And, oh, the Red Queen.
That's who we
episode
do.
30 and 31. That's what we need to have.
It's just that easy.
Or maybe no tequila.
Steve, that's just a party.
You guys.
If you guys just want to have a party, we can have a party.
Like
that's
next
not a
podcast when we have some chicks, then that's what you need to do.
I'm just going to turn my mic off.
Lessica's going to
come
over and,
bye.
Steve just Trent Reznor'd on us. He went dark.
Nice job, Axl.
Whoa,
Rose.
Whoa, whoa. I'm not fucking Fred Durst. I want to surf a piece of fucking plywood up my ass. Okay, just close this out. Go.
All right, here's what we would have talked about. Maybe.
Please, Matt, please, let us know.
Next
we
episode.
We could have talked about Daredevil Season 2. That came out.
Oh,
that happened.
Shit. Okay.
We didn't
talk
about Daredevil.
Okay.
Walking Dead finale. We didn't talk about Walking Dead at all.
Oh, my God. Okay. I love Walking Dead so much.
So
I'm behind on that,
I
too.
I would love to talk about it. Awesome. I would have loved to talk
and
about
Fear the Walking Dead.
I haven't watched
Never
it.
Saw
I haven't
it.
Watched the first two episodes.
It's really, really good. I love it.
They didn't put it on Netflix. I didn't get a chance to.
And I was going
to
want to bring
it.
It's on Netflix?
Nope.
Disagree with me.
Oh.
Joe, are you married?
Whoops. My kidney stones just came back.
Joe, I'll tell you what. After marriage, divorce is awesome.
I was going to maybe talk about
to it.
Why do people like Fury Road, Mad Max Fury Road? Why did anyone like that movie, to be honest?
I liked it a lot.
I wanted to see. Yeah, I was. That's what we could have ripped back and
did
forth.
Did you not like it, Jess?
I absolutely did not like it.
I'm with you. I hated it.
Hey, Jess.
I actually
I'm sorry.
Fell asleep because I was so bored.
It was awful.
How are you bored
well,
during
I guess,
that?
It was
yeah.
awful. I'll give you this, though. The thing
well,
that was great about it.
I will not be coming back for
here's what I liked about it. The guy that was... You remember the part of the movie where the guy was chained onto the truck?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he was totally ripping on
yeah,
the guitar.
Yeah, the guitar player, yeah.
That was awesome.
I think that was hilarious.
It was really funny, but the movie itself was god-awful.
Oh, yeah. It
tell me how that's a Best Picture
see.
Movie. How is that
no,
nominated for Best Picture?
I mean, you
have
should
you
do
seen
cocaine
any of the...
while watching the movie.
Maybe
I'm
that's
like,
why I needed to
yeah,
do
it.
Sorry, it's not as good as Room.
I didn't watch that either.
Yeah, me neither.
So have you seen the other Mad Max movies, though?
No, I've never seen the other Mad Max
movies.
But it doesn't matter, because the same premise is just apocalyptic world where they just... ride from one place to another is what I've heard.
Yeah, well,
right? Same
the,
thing.
The first one kind of explained how Mad Max gets the way he is, and then,
but
and they're kind of all.
It wasn't
crazy
good.
After that.
It was not good. It was not a good movie. Best Picture material.
Shit. Best Picture material. No,
no
I liked it though.
I
thought it was better
no,
than
it
Batman.
Was bad.
Can I get serious for 1 second?
No.
Yeah, but Steve. Why
I thought
you were
turning
get...
the mic off.
Steve,
yeah,
what
Steve,
is serious?
Ahead.
Even you sober is not serious. Make this quick. Jason was supposed to leave like a half hour ago.
All right. I want to thank everybody that listens.
It's called Drunkapology.
Okay, well, you can do it at the end of the podcast. Let's do it at the end. Let's do it.
No.
At the end.
Just real quick, thank you everybody for listening to me be drunk. If I am drunk, I don't know.
You are.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Bye.
Okay.
Steve.
That was okay. We were talking about Fury Road. We could talk about. I was gonna do movie reviews. We haven't gone around the table. Saw what we all saw lately. I saw The
what,
Gift.
That drunk?
That was the most recent one I watched. Was the
seriously?
Shut then, up!
We're not gonna talk about this episode, but we'll think about it for next episode. And then after that, we were pretty much done. Oh, the trailers for everything we're excited about coming out in the summer. Right?
Oh.
No, not summer. Yeah, I guess summer movies, right?
Most of them are summer.
Yeah, summer movies. So, well, I guess we could say that for episode 29.
This is 29. Maybe 30.
30. This, yeah. Are we at 29? Okay,
yeah.
30.
Episode 30, teaser. Spoiler alert. I'll talk about how I killed a guy and hit his body.
Here's the thing, though. We're going to have other people join us. They need to come with topics. How about that? Make that a caveat.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well,
yeah, do some
homework. Well, Lessica's not coming back. Probably
I know.
Ever.
She'll never come back
yeah.
again.
She's coming back.
She's just going to be a listener, a.k.a. I won't download it. The Red Queen will chime in from time to time.
There you go.
Lori may or may not be here. I never know anymore. Not because I don't like her, just because she's dating my brother.
It was fun doing this with you guys today. It was awesome.
First episode was dynamite.
28 was productive. 29, I'm like, it was like a train wreck. I'm like, hey, I'm watching an episode of New Jersey Shore, the shore that the
this,
fuck it was
this
called.
Episode is like Captain Phillips, and Steve got on the boat and just hijacked the entire thing.
I'm glad that
you're like, we're sailing along smoothly, and Steve's like, I've won ship boat.
Iceberg. Oh, we had an iceberg. Okay, shall I close this out?
Yeah.
Semi-professionally?
Definitely
yes,
close this
just
out.
Quickly.
Just go.
Yeah.
He's just coming. Go. He's coming.
I'm going. Wait, going? I'm going. I'm going. Oh!
No, but real quick.
Oh, God. Please, Steve, really quick. Very quick. Super quick.
Just have a good day.
All right, Toto, let's go.
Oh, man.
No, but seriously, I want... Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
I appreciate everybody coming.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, we're all going
no,
now.
No, I'm serious.
Are you coming or are you going?
No,
going.
If it wasn't for Jay, Matt, and Tony, this wouldn't fucking be where it is.
I know. I understand. Take a shot of tequila. No,
Tony, wrap it up.
All right. Yep. Thank you all for listening to episode 29 of the Nerdcast podcast.
Fucker!
Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at nerdcast. That's nyrdcast.
Jewish penis skin.
I probably should have mentioned that we're part of the Inside Joke Outside Voice podcast network. Be sure to check out ijov.net. Check us out and all the other fantastic podcasts that are part of that network. Yeah, we're probably gone by now. But anyway, thanks again. I go by the name of Toner.
Matt.
Jay.
Sound guy, Steve.
Lessica.
Oh. I'm Joe, and I don't know where I'm at right now.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace. Is there a delay in the sound? Or?
Nope, we're done.
This is Warren the Duke out of New York with their track, Harry O'Donnell. Upright in my easy chair. Your teenage kiss could all